part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today on that Hope and Change to America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Hey, we're glad you're with us. Welcome to the Extreme Media Studios in New York City for the first snowfall of the year. That's right. We had a little dusting of that in the New York Metro today, and it is quite seasonal. It makes you feel like, hey, it's you're getting down to real business now when it comes to the holidays. That plus the fact that Grandpa came to visit. You know, when Grandpa's in town, little ankle biters are going, Grandpa, you know that it's got to be close to Thanksgiving or Christmas. And so we're having a great time, and I'm so glad that you have decided to join us, Kevin McCullough, in for both Baldwin and McCullough tonight, because Baldwin is in Macau, China. Because it's what you do when you're a Baldwin. You just up and go to Macau, China when you feel like it. Not exactly sure why he's there. Something about a boxing match or something. He wanted to know if we wanted him to Skype in from the front row of the ring. I'm thinking, you don't usually have much luck, Stephen, with the internet. We're not gonna risk the Chinese carriers of the internet to see if we can get your image all the way across the ocean. We'll ask him about it next week. It'll be lots of fun. It'll be like show and tell time with Stevie B. Back on the Baldwin McCullough Show. Anyway, we're glad you're with us. Although, I do have to say, and Ivan Quinones, get in here. Where did you go, Ivan? Ivan's our operations director. Is Ivan in the building? Can someone find Ivan? I'm looking for Ivan. Because I need Ivan to help explain to me what I'm about to tell you. But there was this thing he came in eager to talk about and to show me tonight. And in a second, I'm gonna put it on the screen here, or Mark or Nick or somebody is, but Ivan was just excited about this. Now, you know, Ivan's a newlywed. He's newly married. Pick up that microphone and pull up to the table here. I got to ask you about this. So you come in and you're all like, hey Kev, do you have all your monologues set for tonight? And I actually said, no, I don't. And then you proceeded to tell me about, well, for those of you listening by way of radio, it's hard to describe what this is. I'm looking at a toilet seat with an iPad on it. What is that?
That, I discovered today, is an iPoddy. Because if there's one thing that you want to do, one thing you want to train your child while you're trying to train them to use a bathroom, it's how to use an iPad.
Sure.
That way you knock out, two birds with one stone.
No downside here. Kids are using iPads earlier and earlier these days. Do we have a good shot of it? Yes, we do. Okay, good. It's on the screen. Well, I just want to make sure people understand, because if you're watching by way of the UAN or Biz TV, you can see clearly that this is the potty, and then clearly this is the iPad. Now, if you're clearly thinking that clearly, where's the hand gel disinfectant? Because I ain't touching that iPad after this has been used in a coordinated fashion. But there were other observations you had about this.
Yeah, well,
something about Pavlov's dogs.
Yes. Well, if you're training the child how to use a bathroom, usually you reward them somehow, right?
Right. So we did. Little three-year-old ankle biter, he had to get an M&M every time. But we washed his hands first.
Right. So then every time they poop or pee, they think, I'm going to get an M&M. This is my reward. This is fantastic. But if you put an iPad in front of them, then you go to a restaurant. The kids act, is getting all fussy. And you're out. You're trying to have a conversation. Just give them the iPad, honey. Just
let them play their little game.
What's
Mommy? Uh-oh. So the iPoddy, perfect for kids that you want to somehow, for some reason, teach that when they use an iPad, they should let their biological, natural activities take place. By the way, perfect idea here. Hold on.
Baldwin's new Christmas present. Stevie B will love this. Because then he can just sit and do his thing, and he plays with his iPad all the time. Sometimes on Saturday nights, right in front of us.
That's right. You don't have to worry about dropping it.
Might have to change out that chair. Anyway, all right, so the world is full of holiday cheer and spirit tonight, friends, here on Baldwin McCullough, as you can see. The new thing, in fact, I'll pay somebody $100 to send one of those to Baldwin here at the show. That would just be the coolest. Yeah, so if you can find one, Ivan found his on Amazon, but not his. Ivan's not using it. He's already fully potty trained. Sometimes we get asked about it because of how young he looks, but he fully is, and he's now the boss around here. So we got to stop teasing him about that. Anyway, in all seriousness, there is a very serious problem going around in the country tonight. But some people are handling it the kind of way I kind of think justice should be served, and I'm curious as to your thoughts about this. Have you heard about this game called Knockout? Knockout is this game. They call it a game. It looks just like pig-headed violence to me, but, you know, call me silly. We didn't play games like this when I was growing up, and if we did, we usually got brought into our parents' bedroom and paddled good. But it's the craven act of sucker punching somebody. They're just walking down the street by themselves. They're just smacked right in the head, and they hit the dirt with not even any recoil or reflex. They can't respond in time. The way that the game came about is a bunch of thugs are sitting around, obviously questioning one another's manhood. Because you know how manly it is to hit somebody who's not ready for it, right? That's a sign that you're a stud. You can knock down a 78-year-old Jewish lady walking through the Bronx. You're tough, man. You're tough. So they're sitting around in their little gang caves, wherever they are, burned out apartment buildings, under bridges. And these people with an IQ of about 3 sit around and go, man, what would give us some major street cred, man? What do we got to do to get respect? Hey, let's start knocking people out. So they started doing it. And evidently there's a point system. So if you hit a certain number of people within a certain number of time, then you have a certain score. And then you're a tougher guy on the street because you knocked out however many people. It's all envy. Of like boxers and people that like do this for a living that really know how to like throw a punch, but these thugs, these kids, these fatherless rats roaming the street, nothing else to do, so they decide to start picking on people that can't fight back. So they sucker punch them, usually when they're walking down and they're not even suspecting it. So for instance, there'll be a group of them walking down one side of the sidewalk. There'll be this other person that they pass with shopping bags or something walking down their side of the sidewalk, and then as they begin to pass, they don't even notice that the guy turns around and wham! Right in the head. And there's security cameras that are starting to catch this, and some of these animals are starting to put this stuff on the internet. They're like finding the footage and they're, hey, look at what I did. Now remember, I said these people have the IQ of like 3. So like they're dumb as dirt. But they think this is cool. It started in one section of the country and is now spreading. We're getting reports of versions of the game being played in almost every state. And the intention is to punch them in the face, the back of the head, somewhere so that the person goes down and falls all the way without any recoil or recall. Now, there are a couple of people that have been arrested for some of these attacks, which, you know, thank God that that's happened. There was one situation that happened that was a little more in the realm of justice, in my opinion, and that was this last week. One of these gorillas tried to land a punch in Lansing, Michigan. There's this dad waiting at a bus stop, waiting for his little girl to come home from school. And he's standing at the bus stop waiting for where the thing would come up. The guy comes up and whiffs. Now, first of all, I know you're dumb as dirt. I know that you have the IQ of a rock. But if you're going to try to play this game, you have to at least land your punch. That's kind of the prerequisite to getting the guy to be knocked out. Problem was, in this case, he tried to take a swipe at somebody who was a legal concealed carry member, and the guy turned around and plugged him twice. He pulled out his 40. He pulled out his 40 caliber and a handgun, and he put two bullets in him. Now the teen lived. He got taken away to the hospital, and the press asked him later, "Hey, what do you think about this?" And he said, "Being shot by the father at the bus stop gave him pause to reflect." Not that, you know, rocks usually reflect, but in this case he did, and he called it a lesson learned. So here's my question. Should we use guns to knock...
You do understand, don't you, that ignorance leads to destruction? The lack of knowledge can, in fact, be the single worst ingredient in a bad economy and in financial uncertainty. And one voice that's cutting through that financial confusion with absolute clarity is my friend Dr. Kirk Elliott, Ph.D. A trusted name in our household, he's America's financial doctor, literally, with his Ph.D. in economics and world currencies. And Kirk Elliott is now offering, for a limited time, a brand new 5-video course that teaches you everything you need to know about surviving the rocky waters of the current economic challenges. And the best part? This 5-part video series, which retails at over $279, will be sent to you for free. Call or text immediately to get your complimentary copy of this series. The Financial Mastery Series is nearly 5 hours in length. So text Kirk, K-I-R-K, to 33938. That's Kirk, K-I-R-K, to 33938. Or call 866-211-8986. That's Kirk, K-I-R-K, to 33938.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We'll be right back.
Live from New York, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, and our phone number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, the most listened to weekend syndicated show in the nation. Welcome. We are glad that you're with us. And I want you to understand, Baldwin, by the way, is in Macau, China. I'm not why he's in Macau, China, I have no idea. We'd have to ask some Macauians, Macauites, Macauvians, I don't know. But we'd have to ask the Chinese why he's in communist China tonight watching whatever it is he's watching, the grass grow, the rice be harvested. It's 10 o'clock in the morning there. So how? Yes, tomorrow, sometime, I don't know. He's just not here now. So thank you for being here. Let me ask you this question. If you could have the private, uninterrupted attention of a financial counselor that counsels world leaders, business leaders, professional leaders, ministry leaders across the country. And I'm talking about big names that you would probably know. If you had their undivided attention for 5 hours of financial information that would tell you everything you needed to know about what your financial future hinged on, your 401k, your retirement, everything that you've worked for in your life, if you had 5 hours of uninterrupted time with that person, would it be worth $300? I think it would. what if that person was willing to make that time available to you at no cost? Free. That's what Dr. Kirk Elliott, one of our great sponsors here at Baldwin McCullough Live, that's what he has gone and done. He's produced a five-hour video set that covers everything about financial mastery that you need to know, and he's making it available to you at no cost. He sells this course in his store for $300, but he's making it available to you at no cost tonight if you pick up your smartphone and you text Kirk, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott, K-I-R-K, to 33938. K-I-R-K to 33938. You'll get five videos, nearly 5 hours worth of instruction from one of the world's most sought-after financial advisors. Kirk, K-I-R-K to 33938, five DVD set, yours at no cost. Again, he sells these for nearly $300 in his store for you, Baldwin McCullough listener, viewer tonight. Kirk, K-I-R-K to 33938. You can also call 866-211-8986. 866-211-8986. But give our friend Dr. Kirk Elliott a call. And thank him for underwriting the Baldwin McCullough broadcast. Well, this bit of breaking news in the last commercial break. We've been shopping the studio naming rights for Baldwin McCullough for some time. You know, we have these beautiful studios. In fact, Nick, pull out on the five shot. Just pull all the way out on the one camera and give people a full scope of just how cool and big these TV and radio studios are. We've been looking for a Class A sponsor for this. Well, from the makers of the most popular online devices and handheld PDAs and computer laptops, etc., that you can have, we have now officially signed the studio naming rights for Baldwin McCullough here on Saturday nights. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the iPoddy Studio Complex. iPoddy Studios. Combining potty training and iPads in ways that parents will be grumbling about for years. 888-340-3373. Okay, what are we really talking about tonight, Kev? What we're really talking about is summarized very well in this report from this week on Channel 2 CBS here in New York. Take a listen as they started their broadcast off with this on Thursday night.
Smacked, knocked unconscious to the ground out of nowhere by a stranger. Could you be the next target for this sick game?
Good evening, I'm Christine Johnson.
And I'm Maurice Dubois. It is called the Knockout Game. CBS 2's Dave Carlin has new information on how the NYPD is taking action.
Teenagers are jumping on a brutal bandwagon knockout. Videos from New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania getting hit after hit on social media, showing hit after hit on innocent victims. Here is a 50-year-old school teacher punched with so little warning there wasn't any time to brace or break this fall. Now in Brooklyn, the latest victim to come forward is the 78-year-old mother of this woman who's too afraid to show her face on camera.
My family is very frightened.
The attack on her mother in the middle of the day in Midwood left a huge knot on the back of her head. None of her belongings were even touched.
She had her purse and she had bags from department stores. Nothing was even, there was not even an attempt to take anything from her. This was simply a wanton act to hurt another human being.
Her mother did not need to go to the hospital. In that sense, she was lucky. In Hoboken in September, these three teens seen in this video were arrested and charged with attacking 46-year-old Ralph Santiago. His head slammed into this fence with such force it killed him. Since October, there have been four attacks in Crown Heights. In this video, an Israeli man is surrounded. The picture is fuzzy, but you can tell he is getting punched, but not robbed. State Assemblyman Dov Hyken points out every victim in Brooklyn has this one thing in common.
It happens to be a Jew in each and every case.
We just learned police will take these ugly videos to city schools and lecture teens on the serious consequences. But Hyken and fearful members of the community want much more than that.
I'm for people being arrested. That would be the best education in the world.
Do you have a message for them?
How would you feel if this was happening to you or to a member of your family? If you don't like it to happen.
Police will visit 15 schools in Brooklyn to teach teens about the dangers of this so-called knockout game.
All right, so that was CBS 2 and here in New York. And the overall impact of this thus far on the establishment government so far is that they just want to say, well, we're gonna take these pictures and then we're going to go to these schools, these 15 schools in Brooklyn, and we're going to scare them to death. Now, that may or may not be successful with young teenagers. I'm not sure. What do you think? 888-340-3373. These are largely teenagers that are playing this game. I have a colleague of mine by the name of Curtis Sliwa, who works here in New York. He does a morning show on our flagship station, AM 970, The Answer. He was on the phone with somebody the other day, and he witnessed one of these incidents. Somebody came by and knocked somebody out. And they quickly called an ambulance and tried to make sure that the person was okay. But so far, a number of people have died here in Hoboken, New Jersey, not far from where we are. There was a man that was knocked, Mr. Santiago. You heard about it in that story. And when he was, he actually hit his head on a gate that I think caused an impaling of some sort, and he died, you know, a pretty brutal death. There are other deaths that have taken place across the country. There's no warning for this. Here's what they all have in common, and this is kind of sad, and I don't know how you're going to respond to this. It's all black male teenagers that are doing it. Only young black men have been caught on videotape as being the people that are perpetrating this. 888-340-3373. Do you think concealed carry of firearms and shooting these kids when they attempt to do this would make a difference? It did in one case in Lansing, Michigan. And I want to know what you think should be done to stop the knockouters from playing knockout anymore. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
8255. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night. We're always thrilled to have you with us. And thank you for telling your friends. Thank you for making us the most listened to syndicated radio product in the country. But we're also on some great television networks. And I always want to thank Ty and the gang at the UAN network. Great channel. And if you don't get it in your area, the Roku device has it. And it's a great way to access us on Saturday nights. And I also want to say thank you to Biz TV. Because we are their anchor for Saturday evenings, and so glad to be able to do that. And then I don't want to forget our SiriusXM listeners that are also joining us coast to coast across all of North America, Canada, and Mexico, along with the United States. So thank you. The game Knockout has become a serious phenomenon across the country, so much so that people have died from these unsuspecting blows that they are taking to the head because of the guys that are hitting them out of the blue. This last week, one person fought back. He pulled a gun on a guy that tried to do it to him and shot him twice. And when that thug is now in the hospital recuperating, he says to the media, after he's been sentenced now for a year in prison, that it was a lesson learned. Your thoughts on the use of concealed carry weapons to stop this phenomenon. It is made worse by the fact that, unfortunately, it seems to be an ethnicity in particular that is carrying this out. All of the ones that have been captured on tape in the New York area have been black male teens. The victims also share a similarity because there is a tendency for them to hit older, specifically female people. Now, a few men have been hit as well, but most of these people are women that are unsuspecting, some of them carrying shopping bags, etc. So they're not even able to defend themselves. But the way the game is played is the teen hits them hoping to knock them down, like a prize fight, hoping to knock them out. Some have died. And you don't know what kind of conditions those people have. What if they have a pre-existing condition? What if a sudden hit to the head causes a heart attack? And this is not a victimless crime by any stretch of the imagination. So the question becomes, is using guns and in that form a sense of vigilante justice, is it justified? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to John in Detroit, Michigan, listening to us tonight on The Patriot, AM 1400. Hey, John, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for your call. What's your thought about this?
All right. The play, this game that they call Knockout, birthed here in Lansing, Michigan. I'm in Detroit, unfortunately. And the man at the bus stop felt something hit him in the back and at the side, and what it was a taser
right
from the kid, but it didn't have the juice. So that's when he pulled his gun out and did what he had to do. I feel when you're threatened like this out of the blue and you don't know what's going to happen, you have a right, like here in Michigan, to stand your ground and defend yourself. Now, I also feel that because the very rich that allow people to use the electronic new media should somehow be able to instantly weed this out and ban it, and there should be a policeman, the person that did it, and a judge. And the person that did it is sandwiched in the middle, and the new ad comes out and says, when you hit somebody and you're trying to knock them out cold and they fall to the ground unconscious, full speed, and crack their skull and either die or end up seizure-bound for the rest of their life or paralyzed
right
or blind or worse, that you aren't going to prison for a year. You're going to go to prison for attempt of great bodily harm, which would put you in the prison for, let's say, a minimum of 5 years, so that the message gets out to the perpetrators that are doing this. And if the victims so far here have been white males and Jewish people and older women, and it's been the perpetrators have been all black, and they say they're poor. And the president of the United States should be all over.
John, you're not even
actually saying let's do it.
You don't even know how much that last statement. Thank you for the call, John, and I agree with everything you said. You know, when what's his name Trayvon went down in Florida, the president was out saying, well, what if this was my son? Well, Mr. President, what if these boys were your son? How would you correct them? These youths that are bored, they don't have anything else to do. And I don't think you charge them for great bodily harm. I think you charge them with attempted murder.
You don't see her because she is hiding under a wheelbarrow that used to be filled with charcoal. Her name is Asera, but no one knows that, and no one cares. She will, like another 60 million orphans tonight, go to bed without food. And she will be without food for up to 72 hours. But the most heartbreaking part of it all is that she may be dead in the next 90 seconds. Because every minute and a half, an orphan dies somewhere on this planet. Not because there isn't enough food, but because we haven't gotten it to them. And that's why we are asking you to help us feed one child in 2014 for the entire year. And at 25 cents per day, that's a gift of $92. Friends, 92 $72 feeds a child vitamins, probiotics, minerals, and nutrients that their body needs, as well as the protein and carbohydrates that their bodies have been deprived of. 888-242-0069. That's 888-242-0069. Or be generous and give online at domuchgood.com. Domuchgood.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
.com today. It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. We're grateful that you're with us every Saturday night. Baldwin is in Macau, China tonight, but as you can see, the live shot of Times Square just before we came back. A busy night in New York, and here Kevin McCullough is holding down the fort, proudly displaying my Jason Witten number 82 Dallas Cowboys jersey, because tomorrow is the big Giants Cowboys winner take all for the division game. So, well, this week. In a couple of weeks, it'll be Philly versus Dallas for winner take all. I mean, who knows? The NFC East is brutal this year. They're all terrible. But, yes, tonight I'm pulling for my hometown team, the Dallas Cowboys. And I just want to say that I hope that no one gets knocked out in that game tomorrow. Especially not the kind that we're talking about tonight. Brutal activity of these thuggish teenagers, mostly African-American males that are in different pockets of the country, walking up to people and literally sucker-punching them and watching them hit the deck. And if they hit the deck, they get credit for it. They get some sort of,
extra flair because they scored another knockout. You know, it takes real manhood to walk around and beat up a bunch of old ladies that can't defend themselves. I hope these guys feel really proud of how manly they are. Because, you know, they're not walking up to, like, you know, the Giants coming out of their football practice in the afternoon. They're not taking them guys down. They're hitting these unsuspecting women, mostly. But should they be expecting a surprise in return? What do you think about concealed carry? Would it be the perfect response? It seemed to work in Lansing, Michigan, when one of these kids tried to use a taser instead of swinging a punch. But when he was unsuccessful, the guy turned around and shot him twice. And he said when he got into the hospital, it was a lesson learned. Let's take your calls. Let's go to line two. Kat is calling from Elk Creek, Virginia, listening to us on Sirius XM tonight. Hey, Kat, welcome. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you here.
Thank you. I just wanted to say, to begin with, this is not a game. It shouldn't even be labeled a game. It's brutal, vicious, unprovoked attacks on people that don't even have the opportunity to see it coming or defend themselves. And as far as the concealed carry, I would say yes, definitely, yes. You know, I don't consider that to be, you know, a kid if they're going to do things like that. Yes, you know, I would say shoot them.
Yeah, and you wouldn't probably feel bad about it, Kat.
No,
I mean,
evidently, no, I wouldn't feel bad about it at all.
And we've gotten to a point in our society where, and I can't explain, but the callousness of something like this is so animalistic. It is so beyond the pale of anything that society has ever said was acceptable. Any ideas on how we got there?
It just takes absolutely no conscience to do something like that. And, you know, the Bible talks about how it's going to be in the last days, and I really and truly believe that we're there.
Yeah, sure feels like it.
I can't even believe that somebody would do that kind of thing. And I would say if it's one ethnicity on another one primarily, try it as a hate crime. I mean, you know, there's no problem doing that in reverse cases where somebody says something hateful. Try it as a hate crime.
Yeah. Well, and look at what we just came through with the George Zimmerman trial, and you know he's back in jail for probably just cause now. But when we see how that has been manipulated in other instances, certainly it seems like in this instance there is a component of racial element that is motivating the attackers.
Well, what they say is that it's mob violence, and I think there's just no place for that. Not in the black, not in the white. You know, if it works for one ethnicity, then it should work for the other.
Well, the idea of justice being blind intends that from the beginning. Kat, thanks for the call. I appreciate your thoughtful remarks tonight, and call back anytime. Baldwin McCullough, it's a lot of fun on Saturday nights. All right, let's go to line one. Ralph is listening in Red Bank, New Jersey on AM 970. Hi, Ralph.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. Hello, Kevin. Hi, Kevin. You know, I am known to do Radio of the Minds in the past when I called to delight, you know, a captive listening audience, so I will do that tonight. As you very well know, the Wild West was tamed by Winchester and Colt.
There you go.
Nowadays, the Wild West version is the urban jungle, and the savages animals are coming out of the hellhole to terrorize, you know, law-abiding citizens. And it's time for we the people to be back in here and let, you know, the black tame the wild, west and the urban jungle, as far as I'm concerned. And by the way, you mentioned Obama to the first caller.
I did. So you've got a permission slip here.
All right. He does this weekly radio address. I never heard this man ever mention this equation. And what about his Justice Department and Eric Holder, who was heavily invested in Sanford, Florida, in that case? Yes. where are they now? I'm not, you know.
I had not thought about that, Ralph, but those are some excellent questions. Those are excellent questions. Where is Eric Holder? Where is the Justice Department?
I will do the review of the mind, because that's what the format of this program is.
Yeah.
Review of the mind.
All right.
Send it.
Thank you, Ralph. I appreciate you. Faithful Ralph. He's with us every week. But that's true, and it's a good point. Eric Holder, you know, he's there quick to defend the Black Panthers when they're thuggishly enforcing what they consider to be justice at the voting boxes in Philadelphia. Eric Holder there to defend the thuggish activity that he thought was being carried out against Trayvon Martin. Eric Holder there to enforce the fairness quotient when it came to trying to try the terrorists here in New York City, right next to the place where they attacked us on 9/11 and wanting to build a mosque there. Eric Holder's all about getting justice in all those circumstances. Where is Eric Holder and the Justice Department on this issue? More of your calls next, 888-340-3373. A question, simple, should we use guns to knock out the knockout? Stay with us.
Hey, it's Kevin McCullough talking about my new guilty pleasure. It's Grand Vecino Coffee. I don't know if you love coffee as much as I am starting to, but man, this is good stuff. Grown in the luscious mountain regions of the world, it's premium artisan coffee, and they package the beans in the bag while they're still warm from being roasted. Unlocks great, rich aromas and smooth taste. It's wonderful. But here's the best part of all. Grand Vecino, the name of this coffee, means great neighbor. And the Great Neighbor program that Grand Vecino is running is an incredible thing. See, their logo, their slogan is "A much better coffee helps build a much better world." And 5% of every bag sold is going to help charities, some right down the street or some on the other side of the globe. When you become part of the Great Neighbor program, you get your coffee shipped to your front door, but you also get to pick where those 5% go so that you can help change the world with them. Go to amuchbettercoffee.com, muchbettercoffee.com, muchbettercoffee.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
MuchGood.com. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night, starting at 9 o'clock, and then we proceed all the way till 11 o'clock. And we are glad that you're with us. When I say we're glad that you're with us, it's like 300-plus radio stations. It's two incredible television networks. It is a number of over-the-air television stations across the country. It is also Sirius XM. And you add all that up together, and that makes us the most listened to syndicated national radio show every weekend. And so thank you to every station that carries us. Thank you to every general manager and program director that has the wisdom to put this cum-building powerhouse on its air. And thank you for just coming on back every single time. Because what we're doing is we actually encourage binge thinking here. What is binge thinking? Well, it's taking confusion and getting that out of the way, replacing it with truth, and then pursuing clarity. That's what we do every single day. My name is Kevin McCullough. Stephen Baldwin, the Baldwin that's usually with us, is in Macau, China tonight. Why Macau, China? Because who wouldn't be in Macau, China at this very moment if they had the chance? I mean, after all, it's Macau, China we're talking about. Anyway, he'll be back next week to tell us what this whole weird thing was about. And in the meantime, I'm standing instead for both of us. Thank you for being here. And for your calls and thoughts on this, 888-340-3373. If you want to get into it on Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/KMC01. And you'll be able to get into the discussion there. There's some people taking sides already on the discussion. Should we be using guns to shoot thugs that are playing this knockout game? Is that too much? Is it overbearing in terms of its response? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to line two. Keith is in Rock Springs, Wyoming, and is getting us on Sirius XM tonight. Hi, Keith. Welcome.
Hi. How are you tonight, sir?
Kevin McCullough is my name. I'm honored to have you here. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, good. I'm glad to be here. You know, I live out here in the old Wild West where we thoroughly believe in protecting ourselves with firearms. And it doesn't have to be against somebody with playing some kind of a knockout game, but somebody that wants to try to rob you or break into your home.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about that, Keith, and I'm assuming that you're in favor of the question that I asked. Thank you for your call. What's interesting is the fact that these thugs aren't robbing the people. Like that, they're not disarming these people to take money so that they can go supply their needs with it. They're not trying to get food from the money they're using from. They're not robbing them at all. It's even more senseless than robbery. They are simply seeing if they can make them go unconscious in a single blow, just for kicks, just to score quote a point. They call it a game. I don't see that. I thought a game was where people had like somewhat of a fairly active chance of winning. There's no winning here. It's just idiots taking swipes at people. And I think it's time to start shooting them. Stay with
me. Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.